Yes, Russell.
Mr. President. Here, pick up. Mr. President, I've got Ed Willis here. He's my partner from the third district. Mr. President, aside from the Great Lakes, the biggest lake in America is Lake Pontchartrain. It is now drained dry. That Hurricane Betsy picked the lake up and put it inside your Jefferson Parish in the third district. Now, if I do say it, our people are just like wet, like my home. The whole damn home's been destroyed, but that's all right. My wife and kids are still alive, so it's okay. This president, we have really headed down there, and we need your help.
All right, you got it.
Well, now, if I do say it, we've only lost one life so far. Why we haven't lost one, I can't figure out. But that damn big 400-year-old tree still on top of my house. My wife and kids, thank God, in the right room, so we're still alive. I don't need no federal aid. But Mr. President, my people, all they're in tough shape. Ed Woods is here. If I do say it, you could elect Hale Boggs and every guy you want to elect in the path of this hurricane by just handling yourself right. Now, if you want to go to Louisiana right now, you lost that state last time. You can pick it up just like looking at it right now by going down there as a president to see what happened. Now, if you want to, you can save yourself a campaign speech. Just go there right now. Just go. Say, my God, this is horrible. Federally constructed levees that Hale Boggs and Russell Long built is the only thing that saved 5,000 lives. See, now, if you want to do that, you can do it right now. Just pick one state up like looking at. You lost it last time. If you do that, you sack them up. And Ed Willis is sitting on this telephone, and he knows like I know that all you've got to do is just make a generous gesture. He gets re-elected. He's the guy that's for you.
Russell, I sure want to. I've got a hell of 2 days that I've got scheduled. Let me look and see what I can back out of and get into and so on and so forth, and let me give you a ring back. If I can't go, I'll put the best man I got there.
But now listen, we are not the least bit interested in your best man. That's Fort Wickerson. I'm just a Johnson man.
I know that.
Let's not kid ourselves now. When I run for office next time, I'm going to be the same dodge you're going to be on. And frankly, if you go to Louisiana right now, you might just make a stop on with Texas. If you go to Louisiana right now, man, Boston on Air Force, the president was very much upset about the horrible destruction and damage done to this city of New Orleans. Lovely town, the town everybody loves. If you go there right now, Mr. President, they couldn't beat you. Eisenhower.
Let me think about it and call you back.
Okay.
I love you. Thank you, Ed.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.